I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So Election Day is finally here, and now it's time to wring those hands in apprehension. But is it really ever acceptable for a Christian to be anxious? Karl Moeller of Biblica says no matter what, we can't forget that God is the one who establishes authority. He encourages believers to remember, through Scripture, who is in charge, to pray for those in authority, and live our lives in light of the gospel.
The confident assurance that God's word gives us to walk humbly, to love mercy, and to do justice around us, while a world who may be hostile to Christianity thinks that we're irrelevant, I think it will be ultimately the salvation of those that we love around us and that we care for, and the redemption of our culture.
And there's good news for orphan care in Honduras. We get the details from MNN's Ronnie Rock.
Austin South of the Asociación Manos Extendidas says the Alianza Cristiana para los Huérfanos, or Christian Alliance for Orphans, is launching there. Organizers partnered with Orphan Outreach to create a conference that attracted more than 200 pastors and ministry leaders from across the country. So what is the goal of the ACH as it expands into Honduras?
The church can get involved in adoption, in foster care, in preventative care. And it doesn't take an immense amount of resource. It starts by the congregants getting out there and doing something.
South's prayer request is a powerful one for all Christians. From Honduras, this is Ronnie Rock with Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.